FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Amendment on your ballot after you get through all the candidates and whatever else you may have. So joining me now to talk about this, break it all down, is Scott Dickhouse. Scott is a former state representative from Franklin County. He then ran the House Republican Campaign Committee with me when I was still in the legislature. He went into the campaign side world of things, so he knows a thing or two about campaigns. He is one of the founders and partners of Palm Strategic, and he is now one of the leading spokespeople for Missourians First, which is the group that is pushing back against this George Soros-funded boondoggle. Scott, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Scott. So I guess before we dig into the specifics, I know where I stand on this. I believe you and Missourians First are urging people for a huge, strong no vote on Amendment 1.
You know, I think anybody who becomes educated on this issue naturally finds themselves a no vote.
Scott, tell us in a nutshell again what Amendment 1 is. People may have heard others talk on the left, especially, talk about this as Clean Missouri. Nice, cuddly, cute term they thought for it. It does anything but clean up Missouri. It actually creates a lot of problems for Missourians in choosing their future state reps and senators, doesn't it?
It does. And really what the folks with Clean Missouri did was they took a bunch of, you know, kind of tickle your ear, feel good stuff and said, we're going to clean up Jefferson City. We're going to lower campaign contribution limits. Well, we did that 2 years ago, and they lower it by like $100 so that they can make this claim. They say we're going to get rid of lobbyist gifts, but they leave a loophole there so that lobbyists can still get gifts to legislators. So they did a bunch of feel-good stuff, but they didn't really actually do it. And the reason they didn't actually do it is because they didn't care, because the only piece of this thing that they cared about was how they changed the legislative redistricting for our state representative and state senate seats here in Missouri. And, you know, when you look at the language in Amendment 1, 70% of the language pertains to redistricting. So it's very clear what their primary focus was here.
Yeah, and Scott, if you look at the changes, and I got a really good chart here that the Missouri Precinct Project folks put out. They're a great grassroots group, and they put out this nice chart. It really, when you see it on this one-page piece of paper, the current system is extremely fair for redistricting. 50% Democrat, 50% Republican, chosen by whoever the governor happens to be once every 10 years. 70% of them have to agree on a map. If it doesn't, then it goes to a group of judges appointed by the Supreme Court. And as I was pointing out in the last hour, a lot of the appointed judges in this state have been appointed by Democrats.
It
takes all of that and makes it into an extremely partisan process, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, as we talk about the bipartisan commission process that we currently have to draw our legislative district maps, there are a total of 8 states that have redistricting on the ballot this fall. The other 7 states are trying to go to the model that we have. They're trying to go to our redistricting process, which is a bipartisan commission process. So we're doing it right. The other states see that. We're a model for other states. And yet we've got, you know, kind of goofy, you know, your friend Sean Nicholson, who used to run Progress Missouri, kind of running this idea out there that we want to do this fair and competitive process. And you talk about the process becoming much more partisan. Basically, the Amendment 1 establishes that we're going to choose a nonpartisan state demographer. Well, who chooses that? The partisan elected auditor. And how do they do that? The auditor gets to define the qualifications for the state demographer position. They get to create the application process. They get to decide who's qualified to be the state demographer. So I don't know how that process could even be jokingly referred to as nonpartisan.
Yeah, Scott, the current state auditor, who just happens to be the only Democrat in executive level office, if she were to get reelected, she would totally have the total discretion to choose this demographer person. She could choose the executive director of the Democratic Party of Missouri, right? If she wanted to.
No, there are some limitations.
There's some. Okay.
There are some limitations. Now, I believe you and I, well, you more so would qualify. I still run Republican campaigns, but you've been out of office long enough.
So you could choose. Qualify. You could choose a former executive director of the Democratic State Party. Okay,
yes.
There you go. That's gonna make the next state. Maybe people were a little asleep at the wheel this time. Although we do have a competitive state auditor's race with Sandra McDowell polling very well. But Scott, next time if this Amendment 1 passes, then the next time redistricting comes around, I would imagine the state auditor's race is going to suddenly become one of the most important multi-million-dollar funded races in the state.
Well, that's what it basically boils down to, is it becomes kind of a circus. All of a sudden, you know, you're going to have U.S. Senate, governor, and auditor be the most important races in the state, and you're going to have all kinds of out-of-state money coming in to support candidates running for auditor, you know, so that whichever party that wins that race will be able to, you know, through a partisan process, control the redistricting.
That doesn't sound like you're getting money out of politics.
No, it sounds like you're putting a bunch of money into politics. And as a, you know, political consultant, maybe I should support this thing. I tend to try to fight for good government over bad government.
Yeah, it's just the simple fairness of it. Scott, and I always say, if you want to know who really wants something, look at the motives behind it. And the best way to look at motives is how much money is coming into something and from who. Scott, who has Amendment 1 been funded by, and by how much?
So the biggest funders to this point have been a couple of billionaires in Texas, former Enron executive that's given hundreds of thousands of dollars. George Soros has given hundreds of thousands of dollars. The NEA has given, I believe, $500,000. You know, Planned Parenthood. You know, you go through the list, and well, Tim, there's not anybody from our team.
Hey, Scott, can I hold you over for a segment? I want to next talk about the fact that there is a campaign that you are helping spearhead against Amendment 1 called Missourians First. Let's talk with folks about how they can get involved in that.
Wonderful.
Denise, Trish, good morning, ladies.
Good morning,
good
sir.
Morning, Tim.
Great to be here with you this morning, and I'll probably come back tomorrow, too.
Let's hope so.
You'd like
yes,
that, right?
Too.
Fingers crossed.
Mark Cox is down in Florida. No, he might be doing hurricane humanitarian relief, for all we know, but he's also helping his dear mom move up to Ohio, so she's going to go back up to be with family and friends, and Mark has safely made it. He's safely made it. The land down under.
Yeah.
Hurricane Michael raked through Florida last night. It massive, ferocious storm, fast-moving storm, came on land around 3 or 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon, going about 155 miles an hour, just 1 mile shy being a Cat 5. Big old Category 4 storm that like blew up overnight. Janice Dean was saying this morning, it reminded her of Katrina, because same thing kind of happened. It just gets in that big bowl of water in the Gulf and just boom. So thoughts and prayers to her. I know many of us here in the heartland have lots of friends and family down in Florida. I do. Thankfully, my family's further down in Tampa, so they were spared this one. But my poor Aunt Jane, she's been through too many hurricanes the last 30 years down there. So she says, I'm too many times hiding in my bathtub.
Yeah.
You know?
So, gosh, that'd be scary.
Yeah, let's continue with Scott Dickhouse of Missourians First. Folks, you can go to Twitter and follow this campaign. As I have done, at Missourians First with the number one. So it's Missourians 1ST. So Missourians First. Scott Dickhouse is at S Dickhouse on Twitter as well. Hey, Scott, so tell me about the, we've got a couple minutes left. Tell me about the campaign against Amendment 1. What can folks do? Where do you need the help right now?
You know, really what we need is, this is an education campaign, and we just need people to tell their friends and neighbors. We need people to be active on social media. We need people to let their friends, coworkers, family members, whatever, know that this has nothing to do with the environment. We're not cleaning anything up. We're not taking plastic out of the creeks or, you know, nothing like that. This is a false claim by an organization to clean up Jefferson City, with no real intent to do so. So we just need people to get out there. If you go on Facebook and, if you like to do these sort of things, we've got a Facebook profile photo frame. You can just click on your profile picture. It'll say add a frame. Click that button and search for Missourians First. put that around your profile, so that way anytime you post, anytime anybody sees you do anything, people will know that you're opposed to Amendment 1, and maybe that'll get them curious and asking questions.
And Scott, I know we've got Republican campaign offices. I've seen more this cycle than ever before. They're everywhere, and they've got signs as well. I was in the one in Valley Park the other day. They got signs. So, Scott, is there a place that our listeners, we got a vast audience that stretches all over this part of the state, is there a location they can go to look up for a campaign office?
Like
Missouri GOP's website, maybe, or something?
I'm guessing the Missouri GOP website may have all the offices listed.
Great. Yeah, I know signs are available. Scott, last thing I wanted to ask you was Clean Missouri, the Amendment 1, they've garnered over $2 million of contributions, mainly from Soros and other out-of-state interests. You all got a nice contribution this week. Is more help coming?
We believe so.
Okay.
We're optimistic. You know, you never know until they say yes and send the check, but we've had some really good conversations. And, you know, I will say that some of our very national profile, high profile elected leaders have actually been really helpful in this cause.
Great.
So Scott, I don't necessarily want to use names.
Great, great. Hey, Scott, I got to run, but folks should check everything out about at Missourians First. Thanks for so much for all your time.
Thank you, Tim.